Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the many efforts to keep young people in Boston away from violence during the summer uses basketball to develop self-esteem and teamwork. Organizers of the One Hood Peace Basketball League are asking kids to face what for many of them can be a big challenge: getting to know strangers from different neighborhoods. WBUR's Simone Rios checked out the league championship last night.
When the One Hood Peace League began, kids from Roxbury were skeptical about playing on the same team as kids from the South End, and vice versa. But Mayan Tamang, who runs the league, says that quickly changed.
By the second year, we got brothers and sisters from all different neighborhoods doing cross turf through the power of basketball, peace, and unity. All I can say is now we're creating one hood.
50 middle and high school kids, mostly boys, play on the league's four teams. And last night, the top two met for the championship game. Tamang addressed the players before the game.
Ballin' saved my life, too, so I get really emotional because I love every single one of y'all. I'll do anything for you guys, you know what I mean?
The One Hood League is operated by two community groups in the South End. The aim is to uproot turf-based animosity by having kids from different neighborhoods play on the same teams. For Michael Iabi of Dorchester, it's meant getting to know people from other parts of Boston. He says basketball is the opposite of violence.
We grew up where there was a lot of violence and shooting and stuff at. So we just thought, like, oh, let's just pick up the ball, you know what I'm saying? Let's get together and play basketball.
The 6'3" Iabi's team didn't make it to the finals, but he had to see the last game.
So it's my cousin versus my brother. So I'm going to stay here and watch it because I ain't never seen them really play against each other in the championship game. So I'm going to sit here and watch this game.
Some players stick around even after they're too old to be on teams. DDA Antoine has gone from being a player to being a coach.
When we was playing, we was just playing. But now that we got older and some of us moved on, we're coaching. And they see that we get paid for it. So that kind of, you know, they want to be part of that too. You know what I'm saying? Motivation to get a job and just keep yourself occupied in general.
One Hood is modeled on the World Scholar Athlete Games, an event uniting students from war-torn places like Israel and Northern Ireland. Boston's neighborhoods have problems of their own, and playing in the One Hood League, these youth are fighting them one rebound, one pass, one basket at a time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.